Welcome to today's episode. In this episode, we explore a story shared through the experience of a professional working with women affected by violence and displacement. This is the story of Sola, a woman who arrived in France with her three children through family reunification. When she first arrived, she was accommodated in a reception center for asylum seekers. Those who met her described her as quiet, worried, and uncertain about what she was allowed to do. During her first meeting with a social worker, the rules of the accommodation were explained. One point was made very clearly. The apartment was reserved only for Sola and her children. At the time, this seemed like a simple piece of information. But the following day, something unexpected happened. Sola returned for another appointment. The social worker immediately sensed that something was wrong. When she gently asked if everything was all right, Sola began to cry.
Thank you for saying that the accommodation was only for me and my children.
The social worker carefully asked whether things were difficult with her husband. Sola was too emotional to answer every question, but she nodded. And little by little, the reality of her situation became clear. Sola was experiencing violence. Her husband was physically, psychologically, and verbally abusive. Over time, he had made her believe that she had no power and no rights.
He made me believe that I had no rights.
She also described living in constant fear, not only when he was present, but even when he was not.
I was afraid all the time. Even when he was not there, I still felt controlled.
Her husband controlled many aspects of her life. He controlled her identity documents, her phone, her bank account. He insulted her, belittled her, and repeatedly made her feel incapable of acting independently. For a long time, Sola believed she had no choice. She feared that speaking out could place both her and her children in greater danger. But with support, things slowly began to change. The social worker first reassured her that she was safe. She explained that the apartment belonged to Sola and her children, and that her husband had no right to enter it. This was an important first step. Then, together, they began rebuilding Sola's autonomy, one step at a time. Her phone was changed. She received a new phone number. A new bank account was opened in her name. These practical actions helped her regain control over her own communication, her finances, and her personal belongings. The threats and insults did not disappear immediately, but Sola was no longer facing them alone. She received support to file complaints regarding the violence she had experienced. She was also accompanied by a psychologist from France Victime. With time, additional progress followed. Sola obtained refugee status. She was supported in finding accommodation far from the town where she had previously lived with her husband. Even after moving, the threats continued. But something had changed. Sola had changed. She understood her rights. She knew where to seek help. And she knew that further legal action remained possible if necessary. She was also preparing to file for divorce once her administrative documents were completed. Looking back on her journey, Sola reflects on how much has changed.
For a long time, I thought I could do nothing. Now I know that I have rights.
And although fear has not completely disappeared, she no longer faces it alone.
I am still afraid sometimes, but I am no longer alone.
The expert involved in this case highlights an important lesson. Professional support is about much more than legal procedures or administrative paperwork. It is about creating a safe environment where a person can speak without fear, where they can be believed, where they can recover important documents, regain autonomy, and slowly rebuild their life. Thank you for listening. This story reminds us that access to information, rights, practical support, and trusted professionals can play a crucial role in helping people recover control over their lives and move towards safety. We look forward to having you with us again in the next episode. Learning reflection questions. Why do some women who are victims of violence feel afraid or find it difficult to talk about what they are going through, even when they are safe? In what ways can access to rights, personal documents, and financial independence be essential for escaping a situation of violence? How can a professional's listening, discretion, and support help a person gradually regain control over their life?